7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with the continuation of the reality of the day. The Osama bin Laden killing, whether you think he's dead, whether he was dead for 10 years, why did they bury or remove him? Interesting world leaders reacting to this pretty positively. What's your reaction to it? 800-510-8255. We've sort of been in and out of this for the most part today. This has been our focus, and it'll probably be that way on and off, I'm guessing, for at least the balance of this week. From New York City, we now have a gentleman who was a responder, a 9/11 responder, who led his crew to safety from Tower 1 of the World Trade Center. And then he went back to help clean up and try to find survivors. And his story is something that you may or may not have heard before. There are a number of stories, but not each one of them is different and not the same, if you will. Andrew Sullivan is with us now. Mr. Sullivan, thank you for joining the program. You've probably had a lot of conversations with people since this information came out. Where were you when you heard that Osama bin Laden had been killed?
Well, first off, I want to thank you for having me on your show, Doug. God bless you. And
thank
second,
you.
I was on my couch with my girlfriend, and we actually had a bet. And she said, no, they're going to announce something about, you know, Libya or Gaddafi. I said, no, not on a Sunday night at 10 o'clock. They're not making that announcement. I said, this is big. I said, we either captured or we killed them. And I was
really?
Late,
so you thought it was course, bin Laden from the beginning, eh?
Soon as I heard that there was going to be a special announcement at 10 o'clock at night,
huh.
I said, okay, this is one of those moments where were you when they announced,
yeah,
you know, A,
wow,
B, and C?
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I had to, yeah, I want to know where you were. So then when you heard the words bin Laden was dead, what were your first thoughts?
Well, at first it was elation. You know, I got to tell you, this is a long time coming. And as bittersweet as it is, it still felt pretty good.
So,
but then as the details started to filter in,
mm-hmm,
about the fact that we don't have a body, and why don't we have a body? Well, because we actually granted Mr. bin Laden his Islamic burial rights.
Well, there's a side to that. Yeah, there are a lot of people who are sort of criticizing that. The other side of it is, why let these people who would use his death to make him a martyr, why give him a tool to do that? You can understand that side of the argument too, right?
I really can't. No.
No,
I think the 9/11 families and victims and survivors, I think they deserved to see the body.
You don't think
we got to stop. I think we need to stop acting, you know, worried about how the other side is going to react. And we need to start being more proactive.
See, no, I didn't take it that way. I don't give a damn about the other side. I just thought that in doing this, there are a lot of pictures that have been taken. Supposedly, some of them will be released later on. There are some hoaxes on the Internet already, but they are obvious hoaxes about his dead body. So it's interesting to hear your point of view. I understand you'd have a special connection to this because of your activities. What actually were you doing on September 11th? Were you working in one of the towers?
I was across the street. And I was working right by the window. I was actually doing a window header. And I saw the first plane. It came right into my line of sight. And I actually saw the first.
You were doing what? Plane. I didn't hear what you said. You were on a cell phone, so I didn't get all that. What were you doing for work, or what was your attention focused on at the time the plane hit the building?
I was working on the window header on the interior of the building. So I had a perfect view of the first plane coming in.
So you're a construction guy, is that it? You were working to rebuild a window, is that what you're saying?
We were doing the inside construction of a window header.
Okay.
And then I had a perfect view of the first plane coming in, and I got to see the damage, you know, very, very closely.
Yeah. Man, that must have scared the hell out of you.
Oh, my God. I felt, at first, it was surreal.
Yeah.
You felt like you were watching a giant
movie
screen.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, your brain starts to process everything, and then the panic sets in. Mm. And then you got to start thinking, what do you do? How do you get everybody to safety?
All right, so you took your crew, the construction crew, you got them out of Tower 1, and then you went back in to try to find, this is after the plane hit, you went back in to try to find people to save them and get them out of the building. Is that the story?
No, actually, we were across the street, and I had a guy working in Tower 1. So first we had to get out of the building we were in.
Got it.
And then go across the street, get volunteers to help me just in case I got injured running up the stairs, which, thank God, I did it. And we ended up finding him, getting him out, and the whole crew to safety, thank God.
Yeah. So then how many people have you talked to since last night that feel the same as you do in terms of what we ought to have done with the body and trying to convince everybody this really happened, et cetera, et cetera? Do you believe he's dead, first of all? I mean, do you really believe he's dead?
Yes, I do. I do believe it. In my heart, I believe it. I do.
Right.
I just don't like the way it was done.
Yeah.
And because of that, doubt does creep in,
mm-hmm.
But the timing of it, how it was done, these factors. So why did they do it that way? They left too many shady behavior, and it's going to let other people's
imagination. Well, what it does is it feeds into the conspiratorialists who will have a field day with this anyway. It feeds into it in a sense, sort of, and this is not a program about politics, so I say this as hopefully someone who's an objective viewer. What it does, in my estimation, is show the immaturity or lack of experience or bad judgment. But then it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. I can hear them saying, oh, well, we wanted to get rid of him so he didn't become a martyr. But is there some way that maybe you could have paraded him, kind of like when Saddam Hussein was hung?
Right.
Everybody knew the guy was dead. They saw him.
Because they accidentally released the video.
The video, the guy with his cell phone took a video of Saddam going through the trap, and you saw him hanging there. Okay, so he's dead. End of that story. But there isn't.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Why couldn't they have done it like that? There's no reason.
It'd be interesting to see how this all plays out for sure. But it's also when we hear stories of folks like you who are there and get your point of view, I think that's important as well. So, Andy Sullivan, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. There's a story.
God bless you.
Yeah. And to the effect that it helps us all. Yes, you are blessed, I hope. And so is everybody else. Putting this one part of the chapter behind us. 800-510-8255. Terry is in the Dardanelles. Terry, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm okay. I think I feel like most people do. There's guarded, I don't know if optimism is the right word, guarded pleasure, guarded.
This immediate joy.
Yeah, we're happy he's dead.
And then all of a sudden you start talking, thinking, chatting, and you're like,
listening to that guy.
Aspects of this story.
The fellow we just talked to. Okay, so why don't we have a body? You understand? And then, okay, those people who don't like the fact that these people that were radicals in this religion, they seem to have been honored in a sense. And I can understand how those people are thinking. This guy was dispatched the way normally the Islamic ceremony would be held. Okay, so they can be criticized for that. I don't know. It's like hard to believe. I think there is an experience playing here, to be sure. But it's easy to be, on Monday morning especially, a Monday morning quarterback. So, Terry, how do you he's been dispatched. That's the word that you used.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the sense now that you have, you've digested all of this? What do you think we all ought to be thinking at this point?
Well, who's the next one we're going after?
Who ought to be the next one we go after?
I'm not sure. I don't know them all. I don't, I haven't.
Where does it stop? You go after them to a point, and where does it, you think you're going to get them all? You're not going to get them all. There are going to be people that will survive. There will be people who make hay out of this. There will be people who will twist it and turn it around because they don't think the way we do, and we don't think the way that they do. It's just this continuing, part of it is misunderstanding, and part of it is just hatred based on stupid so-called religious ideas. The other thing is, Terry, we don't really understand how these people think. We don't. We have not a clue.
No.
They don't think like we do.
That's right. And for that reason, I think we will be on guard.
Yeah. But we're still
for the rest of eternity.
But we still play into their hands. I mean, they don't have to do anything, and it costs us billions of dollars every year. They weaken us because the TSA, which is basically foolishness that we do in tribute to the terrorists, and how many other things that are a part of our lives now that we're having to accept are a part of our fear-based thinking about terrorism. It's all about fear.
Well, America has become so politically correct about garbage like this that it's sickening.
Yeah.
And we need to call a spade and be done with it and quit playing into the political correctness for members of Al-Qaeda and all the political action committees and everybody that tries to tell us that we have to think the way they think.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be the people in the world who are the most individually aware in the entire world.
Well, that used to be where we have such a bad education system. We are not aware of anything except what's going on with Lindsay Lohan and Angelina Jolie and Paris Hilton and George Clooney. We're all very well aware of what's going on with them. But we don't know. We're not teaching people in our schools, whether they be public schools, private schools, secondary, post-secondary. We are not doing a good job of teaching people what the world is really all about. The news media is terrible. And we're left to what we can find out on our own using electronic media. And it's woefully, woefully unprepared to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Terry, thanks for your call.
Mother's Day is not for celebrating moms. It's for celebrating all our moms have given us. And since Mother's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Mother's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to create a special moment for the two of you to share. Hallmark Mother's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Theme from the A team.
I just love it when a plan comes together.
As opposed to the A train. As we celebrate birthdays for this Monday, May the 2nd, Lance LeGault, you'd recognize him if you saw him, Colonel Decker from the A-Team, turned 76 today. He played a flat-footed, dumb, sort of stupid police or army-type guy in many of the shows that he was in, many of the movies he was in, Richie. So, again, you'd recognize him easily. You don't know his name, but you'd recognize him as his son. Happy birthday to Engelbert Humperdinck, whose real name is Arnold George Dorsey.
So he changes it to Engelbert Humperdinck?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Don't you think he would change Engelbert Humperdinck to James Dorsey?
Well, Engelbert Humperdinck has a significance. It's a historical, it's a story, a storybook character. It isn't. He wasn't the first person to use the name Engelbert Humperdinck. It comes from a literature reference. Well, he obviously thought it was going to get attention, and it did, and does still. Number one songs include After the Lovin', Release Me, There Goes My Everything, The Last Waltz, A Man Without Love, Winter World of Love, Les Bicyclettes de Belsize. Guy still performing in his 75th year, born this date, 1936. So happy birthday to...
You know that there are some really big fans who name their kid after him.
Oh, of course.
This poor kid is going through life named Engelbert.
Up next is Goldie McJohn, who's the organist for Steppenwolf. Turning 66 today. So we're out a little.
Steppenwolf?
A little bit. There's only a couple of songs that are... that made it, so it's hard to get enthusiastic about them.
Yeah, they did some good stuff.
Yeah, well, they were at Woodstock, weren't they? That's where Roberta.
Yeah, I don't know if Steppenwolf was a Woodstock thing.
No, I don't think they were.
I thought they were.
No, I don't.
All right, Leslie Gore up next here. This date, 1946. Youngest recording artist at the time. She was 14 when this song became a number one song. She's 65 today. It's my party. Judy's turn to cry. She's a fool. You don't own me. How many of the lollipops and rainbows?
Imagine singing one song for 51 years.
Yeah. Well, she sung a number of them, but this was a big one. Next up is Larry Gatlin, Grammy Award-winning country singer. Got the Grammy in 1976. Here's all the gold in California. 63 today of the Gatlin brothers, Larry Gatlin. Happy birthday to Lou Gramm from Foreigner. He's 61 today. Bianca Jagger, Mick Jagger's ex. Happy birthday to her. 65 today. Ooh-wee. Let's see here. Lou Graham, we have him. Joe Callis, guitarist with The Human League, is 60. That's a great song. Prescott Niles, bass player with a knack. In My Sharona, 57 today. Ty Herndon, 49, country singer. And Robert Buckley, play on One Oak, One Tree Hill, 30 today.
I just missed my turn. Guess I'm not thinking straight.
The police can always use another crime-fighting tool. Now they have one, familial DNA. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Sometimes DNA is recovered at a crime scene, but all too often the trail turns cold when a killer's exact match is not found in the registry of DNA data profiles. But in three states, California, Colorado, and most recently Virginia, law officers can search these same databases for familial matches, the DNA links within family units. These matches can lead to a mother, a sibling, someone who may be able to provide an investigative lead. Familial DNA is controversial because of privacy concerns, but many experts think it'll be used more and more to solve violent crimes. In Santa Cruz, this technique led police to an arrest in a grim sleeper case, and police in Ireland are using this system to find leads to whoever killed a hiker there on holiday. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some might think the perfect cup of coffee is something that can only be found at a favorite coffee shop, but it is possible and much more affordable to brew gourmet quality coffee right in your kitchen. Here are a few tips to get started. Choose your roast and don't be afraid to try something new. Folgers Black Silk Coffee is a good choice for those looking for robust flavors. With its bold yet smooth flavor and enticing aroma, Black Silk Coffee offers a nice change of pace for your morning ritual. Make sure your coffee is properly packed and stored to preserve the flavor. Once opened, coffee is best stored in a sealed container and kept in a dark place. Add steamed or frothed milk to your coffee to provide creamy flavor and texture. With warmer days ahead, save your morning coffee in the refrigerator. Then, when the day heats up, add cream, sugar, and ice for a refreshing iced coffee beverage. For more coffee brewing tips and recipes, visit www.folgers.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we continue to work our way through reaction to the death of Mr. Bin Laden, or is that too good to call him Mr. Bin Laden? What do you suppose his friends called him?
Sammy.
Sammy?
Sammy.
Yeah. Or did he have, hey, the guys Sammy. Like that often
hey,
don't
yo,
have
what's happening, bro?
Friends.
They don't trust anybody.
But I have friends.
Who are you going to trust?
I mean, you wonder about
you don't even
the
trust
people
your
who
closest
get
relatives.
To be the president of the United States. How many friends do they have? Remember Richard Nixon and how lonely he said he was and how depressed he was? How do you go through life being that depressed? We're taking your calls at 800-510-8255, various angles. Here and there, Staff Sergeant Fortifun, who is in Killeen, Texas. Which base are you at, Sergeant?
Fort Hood.
Fort Hood. So what's the general discussion at Fort Hood this morning about this?
Well, a lot of guys are happy about it. A lot of guys feel a lot of relief because we went over there. We did a lot of different things.
And you say over there, are you talking about Afghanistan specifically? What are you talking about?
Well, Afghanistan and Iraq.
Iraq. What is Iraq? When you look at it today, what does Iraq really have to do with all of this?
Well, it was one of those type deals where it really Afghanistan was kind of a way to get back into Iraq to finish a job that was never completed.
I don't understand but, that. I mean, please help me understand what I don't know what you're saying. What if,
the first war in Iraq, Desert Storm.
Yeah.
The thing was that a lot of guys that I wasn't in during Desert Storm, but talking to a lot of the older guys, their thing was they wanted to kill Saddam then.
Right.
But
yeah.
they
didn't because George Bush the father and Colin Powell didn't listen to Norman Schwarzkopf, who said, "Come on, we're right here, right now. He's the problem. Let's go get him." And mostly George Bush said, "Well, we don't have a UN mandate." To do that. Well, we didn't have a UN mandate to go shoot Osama bin Laden, but we just went and shot him. So
right.
If we'd have done that, we'd have saved a lot of thousands of American lives and countless untold resources, money and otherwise. that we've frittered away in Iraq, in my opinion, anyway. Go ahead.
Right. But Afghanistan, I mean, you know, I've served in both.
Uh-huh.
Afghanistan, this culmination in Afghanistan, it's a good feeling to see that the Tier 1 guys were allowed to go in and do what they trained to do.
What they could have done to Saddam Hussein, did you think about? Have you thought about, have you guys talked about what the same thing could have been done to get rid of Saddam? Even if we didn't finish it at Desert Storm, we could have used these same guys to go get Saddam Hussein.
I mean, that's true. However, the thing is that we can only, Tier 1 guys can only do what the president allows them to do.
Right. No, but I'm just saying the Bush presidency was filled with decisions that were made like this that weren't in the best interest, really, of our country. The major, you know, it may have been in the best interest of a few, but not in the best interest of the majority. And that's what's so frustrating about these things. When you look at them after the fact and people are saying, well, George Bush should get credit because he started Afghanistan. George Bush deserves none of the credit because he didn't finish the job in Afghanistan. And Obama's not either. The job's finished. We've been over there. I mean, in my opinion, and I'd be interested to know what guys in your Fort Hood are saying, we ought to be out of Afghanistan today. What are we there for?
President Obama made a good statement when he said that the job is still not done. Just because you killed
What's left to do in Afghanistan?
Well, there's still a lot of untied things. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in Afghanistan that a lot of people here back on the other side that's never been there,
So help us understand why we should put your life and other American soldiers' lives at risk in Afghanistan. Why do we have to do that right now?
Because there are still people over there who still hate Americans.
There are always going to be people who hate Americans, whether it's Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, England, America. There, we got Americans who hate America. What are we going to do?
I understand that, but see, it's just like in a boxing match. Just because you drop a guy doesn't mean that the fight's over.
In all due respect, sir, this is the kind of thinking that has us at war everywhere. There are enemies of America who will continue. There have been if you go back to the Revolutionary War or before that, we had enemies. We've always had enemies, and we will always have enemies. Are we going to go blow them all up? Are we going to shoot them all? Are we going to kill everybody who doesn't like us? I mean, listen to what people are saying in terms of we have to go get the people who don't like us. We'd have to shoot half the people in the world.
It's not about having to shoot at people. You have to take out threats that still stand.
What threat in Afghanistan still stands?
Okay, just because Bin Laden's been killed doesn't mean that the traces of nuclear weapons, the traces of warheads that were being ferried back and forth between Pakistan and Afghanistan, those weapons are still out there. The guys that hold those trigger buttons are still out there.
Yeah.
Just because Bin Laden has been killed doesn't mean that those trigger men aren't still waiting on someone to push the button.
Do you think that this is game over? Like, okay,
no,
now we just pack up and go
home?
But
it isn't. There's no game in Afghanistan. The only thing that's going on in Afghanistan is the Taliban wants us out of there so they can keep making opium so that the people in America and the rest of the world that use their drugs can have drugs. That's all they give a damn about.
And
they don't care about
Al-Qaeda. It's such a fractured, ragtag thing. But
they don't care. There's nobody.
Al-Qaeda's
not there anymore. We drove them all out.
They are well organized, and when you cut off the head, it keeps them even more fractured. So now you have to start at the top and work your way down until it's just a bunch of people.
Yeah. All right, sir. Thank you.
That's exactly what it is. You have to work your way down until they're so decimated that there's no more. There's no organization there.
Yeah. Well, I think that I think you have good intentions, sir. I think you're unrealistic about how all the pieces fit together. But at any rate, I think we are killing ourselves and kidding ourselves as this goes on, because there's no way you're going to get all these people. You can route them a little bit, but it is extraordinarily good, in my opinion, that Osama bin Laden is dead. I think those of you who think he's not are foolish. I can understand why you would be skeptical and cynical about it, because I'm cynical. I'm not skeptical about this, but I am skeptical about the reasons for it. I think you can make a good argument. Obama wants everybody to think he started this last August, and we've had this, that, and the other, and because my administration is so smart, we gut them. That is the, oh, my God, what a load of manure that is.
You know, I'm just so sick of listening to that. You've been sitting there watching him for 8 months. I mean, what if he up and moved?
Yeah.
I mean, would you have come out and told us, well, we watched him for 8 months, and then we just let him get away?
Right. All right, 800-510-8255. Let's think about something much more pleasant, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day. Mother's Day is just, don't you love how I can make these wonderful segues?
Your segues are incredible, Dave.
Aren't they wonderful?
From the death of Osama bin Laden to Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Osama must have had a mother. Do you think she got flowers from him for Mother's Day? Do you think that Osama bin Laden celebrated
moms.
Mother's Day? Now I'm laughing. What an absurd premise. However, it does get us to thinking about Mother's Day and how you, as you remember your mother from your childhood and through your adulthood, how mom got much smarter as you got older. You ever notice that? Mom didn't know a doggone thing.
That's right.
Right? She was the dumbest. She was like a post. Dumber than a post. And then all of a sudden, wow, my mom's pretty smart. How'd that happen? Well, as you think about how you have loved your mom, maybe you can think about sending her a dozen assorted roses. Maybe you can think about sending her 2 dozen roses, double the roses, free chocolates, $29.99. That's the deal I like. There's a $19.99 deal. Send your mom a dozen assorted roses and a free glass vase. I like the $19.99 plus deal, $29.99. Radio listeners, Doug Steffen listeners, go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, top right-hand corner, type in D-O-U-G, Doug, or call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug. 800-PRO-FLOWERS. The only way to get this amazing Mother's Day roses deal is to make sure you get at it before midnight on Friday. Order it right now in time for Mother's Day. The most beautiful roses you can possibly imagine for under $30 for the whole, the big deal, under $20 for the regular deal. 800-PRO-FLOWERS or proflowers.com. Click on the mic and put in Doug.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Whether bringing home a newborn or chasing a toddler down the hall, moms need a simple solution to ease the stress of a busy household routine. With laundry piling up, dishes in the sink, and squeezing craft time in with the kids, look for products that can help you do it all. Lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
Moms with young kids like myself know that chores can stack up, but there are household products like Arm & Hammer baking soda that offer resourceful solutions. For about $1 a box, one box can freshen laundry and baby's toys, can clean up tabletops after meals or arts and crafts, and even remove marks from walls without harsh chemicals. And once the kids are tucked in bed, you can pamper yourself using baking soda for a gentle facial scrub. Ah, love that one. Or by adding half a cup of it to a bath for a relaxing soak.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mother's Day is not for celebrating moms. It's for celebrating all our moms have given us. And since Mother's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Mother's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to create a special moment for the two of you to share. Hallmark Mother's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
14 before the hour, time for you to go pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com now for your free sample of Salon Pass. Pain-free and a free pass. Check that out at drkenshow.com. All right, this gentleman who's in Gardner, Massachusetts, would like to have a word. Damien, you're on the air on Good Day. Hi.
Yes, sir. My question was, you were talking to a staff sergeant in the United States Army. I don't know if you've served. Maybe you have. I haven't really followed your background. But he's on such a low scale, and it kind of seemed like you were badgering him over foreign policy issues and why we're in Afghanistan. The way you came off, it sounded like you were harping on this guy on why we're in Afghanistan. On a day like today, when this guy freely enlisted into the United States Army to protect our...
Okay, so here's, let me give you my spin on it. You've asked a question, and it's a good one, and I'll give you my spin. The reason that I am as vehement as I am about this is because I think that we have wasted the resource that is this gentleman and so many more like him chasing after a ghost and doing it at the behest of the military-industrial complex at the hands of Rumsfeld, who wasted personally thousands of lives by not approving the MRAPs instead of using Humvees. Most of the National Guard troops that were killed were out in vehicles that had been in use since Vietnam, and it could have been that we put these more expensive, better vehicles over there. They just didn't want to spend the money because they felt that our soldiers were expendable. I don't want to put our soldiers in harm's way for no good reason. So it may have come across to you and to others that may not know my philosophy that way, and for that I apologize. I am extraordinarily strident in protecting and approving and appreciating what men and women, as you just said, they put the uniform on, they volunteered, they're doing a job, but the job that they have done was unnecessary the way that it was conducted in my mind and anybody else who's got any common sense. And the approach that we have taken to this has been all political and all pretty much along the lines of instead of us really doing something that makes a difference, we did something that created a lot of wealthy people in the military-industrial complex and created a lot of widows and bodies to be buried for no good reason. That's why I came across. I wanted to ask the question not to belittle him and his service, but to forcefully ask the question that I think a lot of us need to be asking, and we don't ask it enough. We just go along to get along. And we are being used and abused in the pocketbook. And more importantly, the more important resource we are losing are the American men and women who are serving, who put the uniform on, who do what we ask them to do. And what we're asking them to do is stupid. That's why I had the approach that I did, Damien. Do you understand now?
I understand your point, and I'm not going to argue your point because you have your opinion, and
if I came across as being too strident with him, that was not my intention, and I would apologize to him and to anybody else who thought that's what I was doing, because I wanted him and you and everybody else to think about what in the name of God we're doing all over the place without call. Thanks, sir. My time is up. It's 50 past the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you didn't know Autotrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at Autotrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. Autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Andro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Here's the simple headline. Osama bin Laden, dead. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, a late-night televised statement made by President Obama last night from the White House. Words that we seemingly can't hear enough.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
The president sketched out some details of what went down, that the U.S. military and intelligence received a lead as to bin Laden's whereabouts last August. It took months to follow up. Last week, the president authorized an operation to take bin Laden out at a compound in Pakistan, and yesterday, President Obama ordered that attack.
A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
Speaking of which, there's a report bin Laden has already been buried at sea. Nothing more than that so far. Reaction, of course, pouring in worldwide to this news. The reaction, needless to say, very personal from those who lost loved ones on 9/11. Deborah Burlingame reacted this way.
The first thought that went through my mind was of my brother Chick and how he... His death has been avenged.
Deborah, referring to her brother, who she called Chick, the nickname for Charles Burlingame, the pilot of the plane that was hijacked and flown into the Pentagon on 9/11. Deborah says in the hours since we've all been told about bin Laden, she has spoken to other family members of those who perished on that day.
All the families that I've heard from have all expressed their unbelievable, their profound gratitude to our U.S. military.
And here's the reaction of Maureen Santora, the mother of the youngest New York City firefighter killed on 9/11.
Every single soldier I've ever met wanted to get this done. It was very important that Americans find this man.
We'll have more about this momentous story in a bit, but first, something else that will matter to you.
I just got this crazy urge for Ruffles loaded chili and cheese chips.
Interesting. Maybe you have an identical twin who's hungry for them, and you're sharing it through a weird twin connection.
If I do, he must be dying for that meaty, cheesy crunch right now.
An identical twin. That is so awesome. I've always wanted a brother.
That's great. I'm going to go grab two bags from that store over there and find him.
Coming to find you, brother. We're going to eat crunchy snacks together, like a real family.
Ruffles loaded chili and cheese chips. The hunger you can't explain.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Modest gains on Wall Street last Friday to end the month of April. The Dow up 47, closing the month at 12,811. S&P and NASDAQ with single-digit gains. Oil prices up another $1.07 a barrel to $113.93. Considering the news about Osama bin Laden, last Friday now seems like a lifetime ago, but it was the day we had the royal wedding, and it was also the day the space shuttle Endeavour was supposed to go up. But Friday afternoon's launch at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida was scrubbed due to some faulty electrical circuits and switches, which apparently can't be repaired, replaced, and tested before tomorrow. So what are we looking at for a new launch date?
We're not ready to set a launch date. We're going to need a couple more days, but we can tell you pretty much that it's not going to be any earlier than the 8th.
That's Mike Moses at NASA, and the 8th is this coming Sunday. The flight crew, meanwhile, has returned to Houston, and that includes Shuttle Commander Mark Kelly and his wife, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. She will continue to rehab in a Houston hospital after being critically wounded back in January in that shooting in Tucson. And finally, back to the story of the day. More reaction to the death of Osama bin Laden at the hands of U.S. forces in Pakistan. The news sparking celebrations in many places, not the least of which is New York City, the city where the Twin Towers once stood. Here now, a sampling of reaction from some of those who flocked to Times Square late last night and early this morning, talking about how the news bin Laden is dead made them feel.
Happiness and sorrow and revisiting emotions from 9/11 generally.
Certainly nice to come down here and feel a sense of community and people sort of rejoicing in what's happened tonight.
Well, it's just the most out-of-body experience to feel so involved in history.
It's about time. I'm just fighting back tears of joy.
This is when the families who grew up without fathers, they finally get their moment of justice.
Thank you to all our chiefs, and thank you to all the people that just worked so hard to make this happen.
USA! USA!
And that says it all. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.